And this is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. The Tennessee General Assembly is finally getting down to business after a slow-roll start to its 2019 session. More than 30 committee and subcommittee meetings are scheduled for this week in the House and Senate. As is typical for the Tennessee legislature, firearm and Second Amendment-related proposals are high on the agenda. John Harris with the Pro-Gun Tennessee Firearms Association says he counts some 60 gun bills this session. He's especially concerned about a so-called red flag measure that would allow authorities to seize weapons from individuals considered a threat to the community.
That's a very dangerous kind of bill, and we're quite disappointed to see Tennessee's Republican elected officials even remotely considering that as a good idea in Tennessee.
Linda McFadgen Ketchum speaks for the Tennessee chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Her organization supports the red flag bill. But Moms Demand Action will fight a measure that would eliminate jail time and reduce fines for carrying a concealed handgun without a permit. McFadgen Ketchum says it will encourage gun owners to skirt the law.
I think some of them will gamble that they won't get caught because they'll know that the worst thing that could happen to them is a fine. A reduced fine. And those people put all the rest of us in danger.
If you'd like to review all of the gun-related measures being considered by the Tennessee General Assembly, look for a link to them in this story at WMOT.org. Mike Osborne for WMOT News.